Kick FM.
Guys, so I am joined now by Rick Whitter from the mighty Shed 7, now on the Wolverhampton leg of their greatest hits tour. So how are you doing, mate? You okay?
I'm alright, thank you. We've only done 4 gigs. It's only the 5th one this, and I'm knackered. Hopefully I've got something left to give. With us these days, it's down to the people watching, to be honest. It's funny with us, because we tend to kind of reform every now and again and just play old songs, but people still come and still love it and sing along, you know, and that's what it is to us. You know, obviously we're quite good at what we do, but we need that crowd to feed off, you know what I mean? And then it's a two-way thing then, and most nights turn into big party atmospheres. Why it's taking its toll. 41.
Oh, that's not too bad. Ian Brown, Stone Roses, they're still at it, aren't they?
They certainly are.
So obviously, as this is it's a greatest hits tour, so we can expect, you know, all the big sellers, the speakeasies, Chasing Rainbows, Going for Gold, and so on.
Yeah.
But are you going to throw in any surprises tonight?
Well, we always like to kind of put a couple of songs in there that are less known, because obviously your man on the street comes, but then also we've got a lot of fans who want to hear something a bit different. So yeah, it's always a discussion point when we're working out the sets. So there will be maybe 3 or 4 songs that are less known.
Any chance you can reveal them?
No. Have to come and watch, don't you?
So far, am I right in saying you played Newcastle, Manchester, Sheffield and Liverpool?
Yes.
Right, I'm going to ask you a tough question now. Which one has been the best? Now, in case you can't tell by my accent, I do want you to say Manchester.
Well, to be honest, I mean, with us, they're all good gigs, you know what I mean? Obviously, you know, some nights are a bit different because they'll happen to fall on a Sunday or a Monday and people are getting up for work the next day, they're not drinking as much. So usually with us, the weekend nights are usually the better gigs. Personally, just for people loving it, the Saturday in Manchester so far was brilliant. But then again, Newcastle was great on Friday. And Sheffield was more of a relaxed crowd because it was a Sunday night, but they were still loving it. And Monday in Liverpool, they were just good. Yeah, but Manchester. I mean, that's where I was born as well, in Stockport.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So it's a kind of like a second home to me anyway.
So apart from Wolverhampton tonight, obviously, where are you most looking forward to play?
Well, it's only a 13-day tour, so I'm looking forward to playing all of them. I mean, I know it probably sounds quite boring to you, that, but yeah, I mean, there's no... Again, the bigger cities, it's your Londons, your Leeds, your Manchesters, your Glasgows, they're just great gigs. But then that's not to say that Northampton won't be a great gig, because we've played Road Menders a few times in the past and it's always been a great atmosphere. Mm. You know, they're just different, but as I said before, as long as people are just there loving it and singing along, it doesn't matter, we could play anywhere.
Yeah. I can imagine the homecoming one as well will be quite a big one.
Well, the homecoming's slightly different because it is where we live, and at the end of the day, if we play a bad gig, I've got to walk them streets. Do you know what I mean? It's not a very big city, York, so can probably be found wandering around the streets enough for people to start throwing things at me.
So you guys, you're one of the many bands that I was brought up listening to. Like, I was always brought up on your tunes. So
thanks for that.
That's all right. Sorry, I don't want to make you feel old there. I was just wondering, what bands were you brought up on as a kid?
Well, all the obvious ones, really. I was always a big fan of the Rolling Stones. Growing up at school, I was well into the Smiths, the Cure, and then when the Stone Roses came along, that kind of changed things with us. That made us want to start taking being in a band more seriously when we got into the Stone Roses, and then the Happy Mondays and all that. Yeah, there's always been a great line of bands to follow, you know, the Jam, the Who, the Kinks, there's just loads of them.
A lot of people have said that about the Stone Roses. It's almost as if bands before them, they were very good, but they almost didn't look like them. And then you see 4 lads from Manchester, they dress like you, they look like you.
Yeah, but they had the swagger with it, you know, and, you know, there was great bands before the Stone Roses, but I think it was at that time, we were at the right age. You know, we were at kind of 17 or 18 then, and it was the right age for us to pick up on that. We were all in bands before the Stone Roses, but it was more kind of just having a laugh, having a bit of fun. But then listening to their album, their debut album, just how great it is in the songwriting, the songcraft, it made us pull our socks up a bit and think a bit more seriously rather than just doing it for fun.
Now, as you are a fellow radio DJ, like myself,
yes,
you must know a few small acts, up and coming acts that are making scenes at the minute. Is there any particular that's caught your attention?
Well, I do. I have a feature on my radio show where I do play like demos of bands, and to be honest with you, the quality of most of them is really good, considering that they're just maybe recording it in a little studio or even at home. I don't particularly want to pick one particular one out, but a lot of the bands that I have been playing, there's a lot of good talent out there.
Okay.
And it's all a case of just keeping on doing it and keep on gigging.